I can't remember how the show opens. Oh, yeah, yeah. And this is
The Break-Ins,
episode XXV.
I think you diagnosed us with some sort of horrible disease.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think our listeners are smart enough to get what I just said.
To figure out some.
I think they're stupid enough to listen to us, but they're smart enough to understand our references.
I think due to the Devil X in this, we should. Talk about the X-Men a lot.
All right, good. And the X-Fest.
X-Fest. I did not attend this year.
No, but we did attend the Expo.
We did the Expo. Ooh, the Devil Expo. Oh. That sounds like a gathering of large people.
Oh, that was a good segue.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was pretty... Okay, so I'm determined to make this a short podcast.
I think our fan base demands we top the last podcast.
Yes, I don't think we're going to go for a 2-hour marathon. Okay, so let's. I have the notes.
We have notes.
We have notes.
These are beautifully constructed notes. Might have arrows.
Right.
Correcting some things we've.
Let's talk about the expo now. Previous to the expo, we did do a podcast
with Andrew Slatter. Slatter.
I think all three of us heard it.
Yeah,
that was about it.
Matt.
Matt heard it. Yeah, he likes. Yeah.
Who else?
Chris Pritchard.
Pritchard listens.
Uh huh.
Pritchard always listens. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
You're an attractive man.
Very.
Other people listened
to parts of it.
You had
friends that listened to it from out of town that couldn't even show, but they wanted to because of the podcast.
Yeah, I can't. Who are you talking about?
I don't know. You told me. You might have
been like 6 years ago. I don't.
You said. I have some guy and he's out of town and he can't.
Oh yeah, Ryan Merrill.
Yeah,
oh, Ryan Merrill, who listens to these.
Right.
God bless him. His ginger heart. Eric from Derby City kind of listened.
All right.
Was disappointed that Andrew did not talk about banana hammocks.
Oh, he was? Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
So we did that and you know, hopefully. Man, I'm not sure if we actually drove people to the show.
Drove away.
So, you know, I honestly should have looked up the numbers to see how many people listened to that podcast. I did not. Last I checked, which was like 2 weeks after we did it, I think it was like 87, 88. It was below 90, but inching ever so closely. People had listened to it. I think that's decent.
Do we have an average of people?
No. The lowest we've ever gotten was 13.
Uh-huh.
The highest we've ever gotten was like 200 and some.
That might have been the controversial one we did.
They're all controversial.
They are. I'm trying to read my notes here. I am sorry. I apologize. I've had a long...
We've spent like an hour and a half doing tech support.
Not getting a lot of sleep lately.
Yeah.
But
got the new little Wasson. You want to give her a shout out?
Yeah. I had Olivia. Well, Stephanie had Olivia. I did my part. I did my part
did
9 months
heavy
ago.
Lifting.
Yeah. Yeah, Olivia and Nicole, or Liv, or the Liver, as I call her affectionately.
The Liver.
My little Liver. I love my Liver.
I don't even know what your liver does. Your urine processing. Baby.
Yeah. Well, she does. She does process a lot of urine, so it does make sense.
I can imagine.
Yeah. She's a cool kid. And big feet, so I'm proud.
Cheeks.
Yeah, like...
Got some cheeks on her.
She does. Hope she loses
those. Cute little lips.
Yeah, she's a cutie kid.
She's adorable.
So...
I look forward to her punching you.
I almost got pooped on last night. Big time.
Been there.
I avoided it. It shot. I got on other stuff. I didn't care. I almost hit the kids. Because I threw them in the way. So parking and walk. Let's talk about parking.
No.
Oh,
no.
We're still talking.
You skipped a point there. Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You go ahead. We have been, what's it been, 2 weeks since the expo? Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks since the expo.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking when we were like, hey, you know, we need to do a podcast. We need to talk more than just, well, the walls were this color and the bathroom was fancy. I was thinking, how did we first find out about the expo?
The first year?
Yeah.
I told you about it.
Right. How did you find out about it?
I cannot recall. I thought I was contacted by someone. But I don't recall. If I was contacted by anyone, it was probably Matt.
Yeah.
But, no.
I remember you like telling me, hey, there's this Matt guy. For some reason, I knew Matt before I knew Andrew.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And so I kept on contacting Matt. And then Andrew started to contact me instead of Matt.
Right.
So we just got to know Andrew better.
So it was probably Matt was fishing around, you think?
Could have been. Maybe he checked out.
Some of my local guys?
Maybe he went to Gem City.
Yeah. I don't think they ever handed out, like, flyers. You know, no, some people will hand out postcards or whatever. Yeah. Hey, come to my car.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, exactly. Just a short drive and then a long flight.
It's going to be huge. We got Palin and everything coming.
Oh, Palin.
She's our celebrity guest.
So is Matt. Matt, if you're out there and listening, which there's a 50-50 chance you are at this point, let us know. Did Justin say something to you? Did you say something to Justin? I'm curious. I'm very curious.
Me too.
Okay, now we can move on.
All right.
I can cross that off the list.
So there was parking, and we were told that parking was rather close. Bruce, you did not hear this part.
I heard parking's close. It's only $5.
Uh-huh.
So we drive towards the convention center, and I see a sign that says parking $5. And I'm like, oh, that must be it. We should have really driven around and, like, looked.
But no. I agree.
So we saw parking $5. We go to pull in. It's full. I'm like, oh, poop. So we see another one says $10?
No, it was still $5.
No, we saw one we passed up. We're like, okay. Oh, that's too much.
Yeah. We saw another $5
one. Yeah, and then we seen another $5 one. And we pulled in.
Right. A couple blocks away.
Yeah. We had no idea. It was 3 blocks away? 1, 2, 3. It was 3 blocks away.
Which, with 2 trips, getting there wasn't too bad.
No.
I don't know. You want to talk about after the show later, we'll talk about our trip back.
No, because this is the walking segment.
Oh, yes, I apologize, yes.
So we will talk about our walk. So it was 3 Cincinnati blocks away. We're talking a great deal of walking for 2...
And not really even knowing...
Young, but middle-aged...
Yes.
Chubby, balding white guys.
I don't think we had an idea where it was in the convention center either. No, so no. It was a lot of just...
That's a huge convention center.
Right.
There was like 7 conventions going on.
The Exorcist center? Steps?
3, I thought. Okay, so we see this semi-spiral staircase. And I'm like, we're not going up that one. We're carrying too much stuff. And
going up that thing, yeah.
So we went across the street. And the convention center has steps going up. With the front of it, the side of it, the back of it.
Whatever side. It's to the side.
To the front of the side. And these were like in between some semi-trucks and all this. We go over there. And these steps, it was like 2 stories, straight steps. But the steps were like 11 inches tall and 3 feet deep. These were just, they were steps built for men at least 3 times our size. And there was this lonely little janitor sweeping with like a push broom and a dustpan on a stick. Hey, how you guys doing? You're doing pretty good. That's all right. So we got his approval right off the bat. And I'm like, we've been blessed by the street urchins.
He might have been Gabriel, the angel, sitting down.
When we got into the building, we were stopped by security, who his idea of checking to make sure we were all right is asking us what we were there for. And we told him, and he's like, go ahead. Like, sweet, we've been double blessed. Once by Gabriel in human form, and once by a man who's horrible at his job.
Watch out, TSA.
What are you guys here for? I go ahead, you kids. You crazy kids.
And then we saw the coolest convention
ever. We were on the second floor? Was it second or third floor? We were on the second floor.
Yeah.
Because the convention's on the third floor. We were on the second floor walking along, and there's like these, it's like a glass hallway. On both sides, you can look down mm-hmm. upon a convention floor. This thing was at least the size of the Wizard World Chicago.
Yes.
At least as big as that. And people were setting up displays that were 20, 30 feet tall.
Very nice.
Had flashing lights and things spinning. And there were guys on forklifts delivering God knows what.
Yeah.
I assumed one of those crates had Joe Quesada in it. A large one.
He's lost weight, I think.
Whatever.
But I like the joke.
While inaccurate, yeah. It's very funny. So we get really excited. We're like, wow, that's the convention center. This, we underpacked for this. We don't even have a vinyl banner. We have a tablecloth that I should have really ironed before we laid it across the table.
Put some lint on it next time.
So we round the corner there, and we start seeing people in expo shirts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of volunteers. All very polite. We don't check in.
I think they're homeless people.
No one stops us. Are they homeless volunteer? Just picked up a box of shirts that Andrew accidentally discarded. So we don't really check in. We just kind of go up. But they had like security at the doorway. So
that was tough security.
Those kids were boy. All of 11.
Skip and Beave.
So we walk in, we find a table, because we'd seen the floor plans. We had the online thing to print out.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of all downhill from there.
I would agree.
But the walk was insane. We I pack way too much stuff. I took like probably 20 of each poster.
Mm-hmm.
I sold 12 total. There's no reason for me to carry easily over 100 posters.
Well, I think what you pack and what you make portable to pack are, you know, they're not really portable.
No, because everything's just in a box. I'm going to buy one of those like carts with wheels on it. That's my solemn oath to you.
Because
it's like a milk crate.
Well, it's on the podcast. So let's talk about the walk back. That was hell.
That was a bad decision.
You came up with a fan. You know, well, the idea, I think, was good.
You should have let me take it off my belt. I think that would have improved it.
I think so, because you would have lost enough weight by the time we got back. The pants would have been down.
So I have this 5-foot aluminum stand mm-hmm. that I have a cutout of Clobber Vance that adheres to the top of it. I thought, if we take this aluminum stand and turn it on its side, pile all of our boxes of comics on it, we can carry it out like a gurney. Right? You see people carrying gurneys all the time. That's apparently the easiest way to carry anything of weight. Right? I mean, doesn't it make... No one ever bitched in MASH, this is so heavy, this body. No one ever complained at ER. I'm thinking, well, gurneys, they must lighten everything. So we put everything on. I think we made it 7 feet before something started to fall. Mm-hmm. And lucky Eric from Derby City was there.
Right.
And scratched my nose and picked up those comics. My idea was to take my belt off uh-huh. and latch it around two of the boxes to hold them on there. I think that would have saved us.
I think what saved us was deciding not to take the escalators. With me going backwards onto the escalator while carrying a gurney full of comics and money and with my foot like on it. Thinking, I can do this.
Nope.
I can jump on this moving, fast moving.
Who was it we got in the elevator with? I got to look the guy up.
I had in my head earlier.
Eric Adams?
Is it Eric Adams? Yeah. Who wears a hat?
That's wrong.
No, who wears a hat?
Eric Adams? Good Lord.
Okay, so I'll keep talking. So we decided I'll keep talking. We decided to take the elevator. And I think it is Erica Adams, Lackluster World. I think.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Oh, hey, I promoted this thing. World.
There we go.
Without even having to look it up.
Boom. So we get into the elevator, and people are looking at us because we look stupid.
Yeah.
This was the greatest bad decision ever. So we get under the elevator, And Eric Adams is hesitant to get on with us. And I'm like, there's plenty of room. It's all right. And we start the whole, hey, how'd you do? How'd we do thing? Hey, there's a sad picture of me.
Well, what a good picture.
I don't know. My wife has the worst screensaver. It's just pictures of people in waiting rooms. Who has a screensaver?
I don't know. I'm going to cover it so you don't get distracted.
Just turn the monitor off.
All right.
Just turn the monitor. Okay, so we get under this elevator. It's uncomfortable for all three of us. Four, if you count the dead man on the gurney we're carrying down. And like the dead man is our hopes. That's
what that show.
So hopey. We make it. Where the hell we were going downstairs? In the elevator?
Why did we go downstairs?
Because then we had to go.
We had to go down more stairs. Yeah, then we had to take the spiral steps.
Okay, so we went down to the first floor, which isn't actually the first floor.
Right.
The first floor is the second floor. Because there's a lobby floor. There's an L in the elevator.
Right. But we only took the.
We go from. Oh, no. We were on the third floor.
Okay.
We take it down to the second floor, and then we walked out and realized, oh, we need to walk down the spiral staircase that we tried to avoid.
Yes.
Now, we avoided it when we were walking separately.
And two trips.
Carrying our boxes individually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do? We decide, hey, we have this awkward gurney with Hopi on it. Let's go down the spiral staircase. We drop something. It fell up against the wall.
It was a good save.
It was amazing. Because I was riding the rail. And then the Joker made fun of us as we were walking down the street.
Yeah. The horse almost hit us.
Yeah. There's
horse carriage.
There's horse-drawn carriages just speeding around these corners in Cincinnati. It's like Sleepy Hollow in the middle of the day. I didn't understand it. Because horses apparently, they're colorblind. So he didn't give a shit if the sign said we could walk. So we make it back to the parking garage. And seriously, as long as it's taken us to talk about this, it took us easily four times as long to walk.
Yes, this was a good 20 minutes.
You almost fell over a traffic cone.
Yeah. Well, I was walking backwards.
You're walking backwards the whole time.
Time.
Three blocks. Three Cincinnati blocks. Okay, so we make it into the garage. I'm like, we're home. Home safe. Home free, whatever. And on level ground, before we even hit the ramp, we drop everything. And what happens? Harley Quinn runs up and grabs my money box. And I'm thinking, shit, where's Batman? But no, Harley and the Joker helped us carry everything to the car. And I just...
Wonder Woman showed up at the end.
Wonder Woman didn't show up at the end. I was sweaty. I took my shirt off. I'm so sweaty.
You did.
We drove out of there shirtless. Oh, boy. That was... So...
That's a lot.
So next year, for the Cincinnati Comic Expo, if we're invited back, we will park closer or we will park illegally.
Right.
And then closer at the same time.
Or just get like a valet. We'll get a driver. So we can just park, you know. We need a roadie.
That works. Somebody just drives around?
Yeah, we need a roadie.
I'd be fine with that. We can get a third pass.
Yeah.
We'll start a studio.
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to hit the next bullet point?
We're going to the next. We're taking a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to join Mike in progress? No.
No. That's, no. We're going to.
Mike will be next.
Next
we might. Well, next. Third next. Okay.
Back.
Good night, everybody.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
Cha-ching! We're back to talk about sales and other things that related to the sales.
Sales and selling and the sold to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fold my notes.
We might get to another part. Who knows? If we're quick enough. Yep. Let me start my timer here.
And we're off. So, obviously, we go to these conventions to sell some things.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, rub some elbows or whatever with people. But we're there to make money. It costs us money to go to these shows. Mm-hmm. And we hope to not only make that back, but turn a profit. You know, my family, my mom, me and Ralphie, my wife, they're always like, oh, you know, you're there to make contacts and see people in the industry. No, I'm not. I'm there to try to sell some stuff. So on and so forth. We did more than break even.
Sound like break in to me, sorry.
What's that?
Sound like a break in. Yeah, no, I agree. No, I didn't want to stop you. I didn't want to stop your conversation. I liked what you were saying. Yeah, I did well. Why not? I think I did better than I did last year.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
See, I had that Derby City Con that just...
Yeah, you really shined at the Derby.
I know, it was too much.
Well, I think I told you why I think it was. Ooh, I had an idea for you. Why don't you talk about what you did for this Cincy, and then I'll tell you my idea.
What I did or how I did?
No, what you did.
Okay, so I had a limited edition print for Cincinnati. It's on it's on my website. And, you know, some of you should have showed up and bought it.
Yeah. Frankly. Oh.
Yeah. So I did, what was it, 11 by 17 print of MODOK and Hawkeye in the skyline eating. And the rest of the Avengers are standing outside, like milling around, talking to each other. Spider-Man's looking in. I was pretty happy with it. Full color.
Very nice.
I thought it looked nice. Now, what was your idea?
Next one?
Yeah.
Blue Beetle at a Booster Gold Star Chili.
That is...
I was eating a Gold Star Chili. I go, Booster Gold Star Chili! I gotta tell Bruce! No, I think the reason that it didn't do as well, and I really liked it, was because at Derby, you were the poster. And this one, you had a lot more stuff working against you.
Yeah, well, I think at Derby as well, the auction of the art was like two tables away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So when Eric held up the art, he was able to point over there at me, and you know, people are like, oh, you're the guy that did the Aquaman thing. And also, I was on that panel, you know, with Yuko Smith and a couple other guys.
I had an idea. You
had another idea?
Yes. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
It may change next year. But if we go back in time, I would have told you to have taken all your artwork, and I'm sure we'll get to this in a minute, and taken it to the costume contest. Then you would have been the only person selling artwork for the costume contest.
That's a pretty good idea. We'll get to the costume
contest. I think it just came to me.
So from what I talked to the other people around us, they did okay as well. Eric Adams walking out, he said he did amazing.
Yeah,
but I mean, lackluster world. He's got a niche audience there. Let's be honest with ourselves here. Me and you, we aren't.
We haven't found that audience yet.
No, we don't have an audience. We're not the fedora wearing black and white art type. You know, we don't have the photorealistic painting style. We aren't well known at all whatsoever. Headshots. We have no recognition. Yeah, we don't have a surplus of every character ever created fighting any other character that's ever created. We don't have the Rubik's Cube of 11 by 17 prints, just sitting waiting. Oh, you want to see Black Lightning fighting Thundar the Barbarian? Hang on, let me tape these two drawings together.
Photoshop.
Well, we don't have
those
niches. And I think next year, I'll dress as a cowboy. And you come as a wizard.
I like it. I'll do it.
And that'll be our thing. We'll be the creepy guys. And we'll just touch people. We'll stand in front of our table instead of behind. First thing we do, we push the table up against the wall.
Yeah. Burn the table.
I think we'd lose our deposit on the table. When do we get that back?
I don't know.
Damn it. Okay.
We need a niche. That's a good idea.
Did you talk to other people and see how they did?
I think some people did okay. I mean, you know, I was looking around and trying to look around and see how people I thought, you know, were busy and not busy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it seemed to average out. Everyone made some money. I don't think anyone got rich there. But I don't think anyone went home owing money to anybody.
No, probably not. I'd like to hope not.
How did you feel about the layout? Me and you were very conscious of the layout, like the seating and just, you know, things like that. I think about that quite a bit.
Well, when I
try to watch the flow of traffic.
I saw George Romero shooting in our room. So I knew that was a bad sign. No, seriously, I don't think we are. You know, that's a problem. I think we tend to whine about the rooms too much, but, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I think, yeah, I think we're in a crap room. And I think the other rooms were good. Now, I had no idea. I walked around a little bit.
Yeah.
But I had no clue there was other people in the bigger
room.
I mean, not the long room next to us, because that's where I thought all the other artists were. But apparently, there's another room with more people.
What do you mean? There's another room?
Was there another
room? When you first walked through the doorway, there's like three doors in front of you, right. And that's where like Mike Norton and all the guys selling comics from the 80s and 70s and Sean McKeever was down through there.
They were in that big room.
They were in the big room.
So I had no idea. Yeah. I never went in
the big room. Was, I'd like to say it was for like the big names, but Sprouse was on the wall with us.
Yeah.
He was in a separate room.
Sprouse was in a separate room.
I think he was just further down the hall from us. I don't think that's technically not another room.
It seemed like a separate room.
I think it was an L. Like
a small
room. It was like an L and a square interlocked. Okay. And we were in the L. We were in the corner of the L.
Right.
Which is great. You know, we were next to Pritchard. We had the natural light coming in. Is a beautiful facility.
Yes.
I think maybe the doorway is leading to another doorway. But yeah, it's hard to say. Because I think eventually there was like a sign or something put up to steer people our way. People came through. It felt like I talked to a shit ton of people.
You did.
I mean, I'll talk to anyone and hopefully sell something. A lot of people, honestly, like the one guy, I think he just hung around for conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how to say, hey, man, you know, you've been here 20 minutes and you haven't bought anything from me or my friend. Move on. Maybe I need to do that. Maybe after 15 minutes, I just start belching uncontrollably.
No, I agree. It's, yeah, I know we got stuck in the one area at Gym. So I don't want to keep on blaming the room.
No.
Maybe, like I said, we don't have a niche.
Yeah.
I think people went into the main, I guess the room I didn't go in.
No.
And they avoided the room we were in, or a couple passers
by. I only went in there to see Mike Norton. I mean, I wouldn't have gone in there.
I thought it was just a comic book, where the comic books were being sold, you know, like the
retailers. Forney was on the wall with us. What's the other guy?
Scott Simmons.
Scott, was he? He was on the wall with
us.
Yeah,
he was.
I'm trying to think of people who...
It was Scott, then Forney, and Sprouse.
Was Andy Bennett there?
I didn't see him, but I did see Dave Akins. He was in the same room.
As us?
I know you don't think it's a separate room, but I thought it was a separate room.
I don't think it's a separate room. I think it's just an extension of the
hallway. I thought it was a separate.
Where's the map? Where's the friggin' map? Okay, right there is what I'm talking about. Everyone on the internet, right there. Entrance?
Right.
Leading to another entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were artists all the way around.
Oh, that's where they all were then. That's where everyone went. They went straight.
Enter.
Right.
Some people did come around. I don't want to be like, yeah, your convention was laid out poorly. No, it was... Uh-huh. Some people came around.
Right. And they went around us and into the next room.
But no, I will say, I had at least three people from the other convention that was going on. The hysterectomy cool, convention the cool, or whatever the hell it was. What was the
InGen convention.
I don't... I had people come over, and apparently they paid to come into Cincinnati Comic Expo. You know, maybe they didn't. I have no clue.
Maybe there was some kind of X-Men. We should try to go over there and see if it was free.
Because now this is seriously a good question, Andrew, Matt, if you guys are listening. Did they pay to come in, or did they just get in with their convention badges for the other convention? Because these people literally like walk up to me and said, "What type of convention is this? How long are you guys here for?" And then turn around and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they made it over to us to ask questions. We were not near the door.
Well.
But people came over, asked me questions, and then left.
I don't think
to know how long we'd be there.
I don't think the guys at the front were there. It was nap time.
Child labor laws. Yes. They can only work for 14 minutes at a time. So I'd be curious to see whether or not... And I'm serious. I'm not saying, oh, you know, you guys were robbed. You lost some money. But seriously, people just came up and said, hey, what type of convention is this?
If there was an expo to convention swap thing, then I wish I would have known. I would have gone.
I would have gone to that.
Got some free drugs.
What type of? It wasn't drugs. It was people that tested blood and feces.
I would have done that. I have plenty of blood.
There was. Do you remember the little girl who came up with like the briefcase and she was a close talker. She like leaned over and she's like, "What type is this? A comic book convention?" Mm-hmm. And I felt like saying no. No, it's not.
This is the world's worst Civil War reenactment.
That's the old Captain America. Yeah. Iron Man.
That's not the Civil War I meant. Oh. Okay, another thing that popped into my paranoid head. Were people there to see the big names? So they went to the big names and missed us little guys.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You think that's a possibility?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a possibility, especially...
And really, there's nothing we can do about that. There's nothing anyone can do about that.
We just need to make some big book.
Well, I think that's everyone's goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Well, no. Maybe some people are happy with tiny books.
I'm never happy.
If you've ever been to space, I don't think you...
The small person comic book expo? I think we should go back. I know you have bad memories. I have equally bad memories. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
If we could do one...
But yeah. I think because we don't have a niche and because we're slightly avant-garde with our comics. Our comics don't have people wearing spandex and tights. Our comics don't have big bosoms sticking out in the cover or anything. And our comics aren't all artsy-fartsy. Our comics are weird.
Uh-huh.
It's about a Greek guy that lives in a trailer park and then the world's worst time traveler. Those are what our comics are about. And you can't tell me that a poster of MODOK and Hawkeye eating Skyline chili wouldn't have sold at space.
I agree that it would probably work. I'd have to redo my... Maybe my Vincent Price would sell.
Exactly. Your Green Lantern, not so much.
No.
Unless you put him in drag. J. Edgar Hoover as a Green Lantern.
You really that want me to draw sell. J. Edgar Hoover, don't you? I drew your Margaret Thatcher for you.
And it's sweet. I got to hang it up right over there. But I think we should consider space.
I will consider it.
Okay.
I will consider it.
Okay.
We have a couple minutes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to the drawings. How you made... I think, was it all your money?
No. Well, I did make a good chunk of money. But also, a lot of money came from my cool coloring book thing, which I, you know, people really responded to that. It was already pre-made sketches for really cheap.
You still have a lot of those left over.
No? Yes.
If you did not have a lot of those left over, I would suggest that we go together and make an activity book.
Yeah.
Coloring, crossword mm-hmm. puzzles, connect the dots.
Well, you know, I mean, if I had like you, and you want some more, I'll give you some more, whatever. You know, or friends or whatever. Yeah. I don't care. But, you know, I only did a couple sketches. And I know we talked about I raised the price of my sketches, and that helped me make some more money.
Right.
What bummed me out a lot was I didn't do a sketch till 1:30.
That was weird. It was a very slow start to the convention, I thought.
Right. And then I was trying to do sketches to say I could do sketches.
Now, we can obviously only talk about our table in our corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the entire convention was slow, but in our area, you know, us and the people, you know, one or two tables down from us, it seemed a little slow.
And there was that time period. I did a couple sketches and then it dried up. But I would have loved to have done more, especially since I was charging more.
Yeah.
And I would have made more. But what I did do, I enjoyed. I really enjoyed
Donatello. We need to simplify how much you charge for that.
Yes.
Because it seemed complicated.
It did. And I'm coming up with... Well, it was a last-minute thing
we
came up with.
Yeah.
I realized I did forget the strap on Donatello, which I didn't realize after I drew it. And then you go, oh, I really like that strap on Donatello has on the cartoon. I'm like, shut up, Bruce. I didn't remember it until you just said something.
I didn't. I don't think anyone
knows. I'm like, who cares?
People don't listen to me.
That was the animated...
Clearly they don't listen to me.
The Eastman Allard one. Who cares?
Laird.
Whatever. What's he doing? So...
People did not scoff. No one said, oh, that's too much money.
Right. In fact,
someone approached you and said, that's not enough money, man.
Yeah.
You're making the rest of us look bad.
Yeah.
You're like some sort of cheap Hollywood whore just coming out here, spreading your legs for everybody, trying to make some money while the rest of us are making them pay for it. That's not verbatim what you were told, but still...
There was the whore.
If there was like a Skechers union, I think you would have been beaten.
A skag.
Scab.
Scab? I don't know.
Not skagged. I think skag. Isn't that a country band? Randy
I think
Skaggs?
It's more of a whore thing.
Is it a skag?
Yeah, why not?
I think that's it's a deer, isn't it? Is that a male deer?
Maybe I am
a scab.
A Hollywood whore scab.
Yeah.
When it comes to my drawings. But so I don't have them all made up. In 11x17 colored headshot only, 25,000 posters behind me. Wait, I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, so I don't do that. All right, that's fine, whatever. So I sell my, I actually do drawings at the show.
Yeah, good
one. Saying anyone that doesn't do any drawings, maybe they do. I don't know, but, you know, when you call someone a whore, you probably shouldn't pass out your business card to them at the same time.
Here you go, whore. Give me a call. What type of whore calls the John?
So, I mean, you're trying to pimp your business, and you're calling me a whore.
I didn't even consider that. I completely forgot about that. Because you didn't give me one. Yet again, much like your buddy Benjamin Jenkins.
Yeah, so...
I'm never invited to the orgy.
Well, so anyhow, that's my beef, I guess. You know what? I didn't do enough drawings. I charged more. I thought it was worth it. I thought it was a lot less than other people.
Yeah.
But still worth enough. And you know what? That doesn't mean I'm not going to charge more next time.
Right.
I mean, I'm slowly working myself up.
Right.
That's fine. It's
I think your sketches are a surefire moneymaker. I think you should produce another book.
Sometime. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We're way over.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
We're always way over. This is we're to our podcast. Yeah. Guaranteed.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
Well, we've got friends in low places.
That's the only place we have friends.
Mm-hmm. And most of them we see at the expo or conventions, depending on which one you go to. Anyone that you saw this year that you were happy to be friends with?
Yeah.
I don't know how to
push it. What the hell is happening?
I don't know, man. I am not sleeping well.
Anyone you are happy to be friends with?
No,
as if
well,
the friendship alone brings me joy.
How about did you make
I'm
any new friends?
I'm a human care bearer.
Did you make any new friends?
Did I make any new friends?
Yeah.
No, I think I made new enemies, if anything.
Well, what about when you're buying your friends off with gifts?
Oh, you're talking about Mike Norton and Chris Crank of the Crank Cast.
Yes.
Yeah, I listened to the Crank Quest quite regularly. And I've mentioned Mike Norton on here a couple of times before. So I brought him a gift. It went over pretty well, I think. He seemed to... Well, he made fun of it. I brought him circus peanuts, because he likes circus peanuts. And he made fun of the brand...
Peanuts. Thank you.
Yeah. He made fun of the brand of circus peanut. And then later on when he was walking around, I'm like, hey, Mike. Hi. Much like you just yelled at Michael Uslan last year. And he came over and he's like, I hate those peanuts, by the way. I feel like a jackass making fun of them, and they're free peanuts. And then I gave Chris Crank a copy of Harry and the Hendersons I owned, which apparently had childlike pornography scribbled on page 124. So they mentioned that in their podcast, and I feel like a douche. And they also put a copy of Clobber Vance in there. Just in case Mike Norton ever wants to throw
like
some work
away. The whole thing?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, I heard that DC came along and took his peanuts away and gave them to a bunch of other people that used to work at Marvel. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's true. It might be a rumor.
If Scott Lobdell could draw,
uh-huh.
Not only would he be writing 3 DC comics, I think he'd be drawing 6 or 7.
For the first issue. And then the second issue, he'd be replaced.
Well, I don't know. He's still writing all his books, isn't he? He hasn't been replaced.
No,
but man, all of his comics are just hot button issues. That's later on.
Yes.
So, friends. So, I met Mike Norton. It was a pleasure to meet him. I gave him a gift.
I talked to him too. He seemed like a nice guy.
He did. Yeah. You were sketching some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and he just looked at our table and he was like, "Well, see you guys," and just walked off. That was during one of those lulls. We didn't talk about the lull at the end of the day.
I don't think we've gotten to that. That goes under changes for next year.
It does go under changes for next year. Okay. So, other friend, we sat next to Chris Pritchard.
Always,
great guy.
Yeah.
Incredibly amazing guy. I really just can't say anything else about him. I mean, he's a tremendous human being. He's an amazing artist,
mm-hmm.
I must say. And I don't think I've ever told him that.
I hope we get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about it. We'll have to schedule something.
Yeah, he'd love to do it.
We got, I think we have like 21 weeks until our next convention.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got time to just schedule these randomly.
At least 40-something until the expo.
What's that?
40-something until the expo.
Yeah, easily. If not, one would say 50. Since it's been 2 weeks.
Who knows, but the expo could be sooner.
Oh, they could move it.
So,
to
August.
Worst time of the year. Who else? So, Kevin Meinhardt there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our neighbor at Gem City that one time? Yeah.
I like Kevin. I talk to him online every now and then.
He seems like a nice guy. I never talked to him at the Gem City.
He's, I don't know. He, like a veteran to these things. He's always like, oh, here's what I do, and here's what I did. I mean, he's a very decent human being. Who else? Your friend Zan?
Well, Chris and Zan is a big deal for me. I told Zan, I said, with Chris Sprouse here, me at the same convention, or expo, apologize.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shindig. As Chris.
Just a couple of tables down.
I can mark that off my bucket list now.
Yeah.
And Zan, always a pleasure. Big fan, you know, we're big friends of each other. And we got some pictures. I did a drawing for her. I did the,
Skips.
Skips Strong. I figured I would tie that in. It might make.
Did she appreciate that?
Or they loved it. Yeah, Chris really liked it too. Yeah. Okay. And I'm hoping. I haven't checked sprousenet.blogspot.com, I think it is, to see if it's on there. I've got to check that. And then Scott, DM Simmons.
Yep. Nice guy.
Always a pleasure. I showed him. I found a drawing I did of his character mixed in with all my sketches to show people I could draw like colored stuff.
Yeah.
And he took a picture of that. He was really impressed. Cool. And I found another one.
He just always seems so damn happy.
He's a happy guy.
I can't imagine being that happy. I'm living wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If he's that happy and I'm not.
Very happy.
Yeah.
And he had a nice print too. He did his character for the Cincy Expo. And that was a nice poster.
The
Sapphire Red is the character's name.
Yeah.
And then I went home a week later and I found another drawing I did and put it up online, and he said he wants to have that page. He wants to own that page I did.
You're obsessed.
Well, he wanted me to draw his character and I didn't. I freaked out while doing it, per Justin, you know, usual. But I did do a lot of sketches of the character. When I came to actually drawing the character on page, I freaked out. I wasn't happy with anything I did.
Performance anxiety.
But the sketches were fantastic. So he wants one of those pages. I'm trying to think who else. John, new guy, worked with Scott. They did a walking. I'm gonna say it right. Cell. Oh well, I apologize. They did a book together, him and Scott.
Oh, okay.
And I know I just messed up the title. Or if I didn't, hey, good for me.
Yeah. Who else did we be? Oh, good Lord. Peanut and the fellows from the video podcast. What is that?
Underground.
There we go. UVN.
Yeah, they came over into our table after the...
Richard, yeah.
Yeah, they don't like to talk to us anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It might be the flavor we add to the
I assumed we were entertaining.
Yeah, no. In fact, if I think you saw their YouTube, we are the lowest. We are the lowest rated. I can swear there's some other people. I didn't see Andy Bennett.
Mark Martell, who I worked with 15 years ago, he was there. It's good to see him.
Oh, we're talking about people that showed up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Mike.
Oh, Mike Adams.
Mike Adams. Who Mike really Adams, wanted to be on the show who tonight.
Regrettably could not be here for the podcast.
He was our special guest.
Yeah.
I think
the next one we do with Ethan,
his son. First expo or convention, whatever. Shindig.
Or convention.
Con something.
We need to get Mike back on one of these. We need to do it on like a Friday or a Saturday or something. Something where, you know, Mike can just frickin' drive down, you know.
Yeah, well, he has family in the neighborhood.
Something rather than this guy. Because his hours are limited at home with his son. His wife works just a grueling job, I would imagine. Good to see Mike. Eric Schomburn.
Yes. Showed up. Yes. That was touching.
That was mind blowing.
It was good to see him.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very good to talk to him and to know that he was okay and all right, and that we could, you know, be in the same room and not kill each other like two old cats.
I had to explain the story. Quick story, real quick. I'm not going to explain it right now.
Okay.
It was very dramatic.
No, it was yeah. Really good.
No, I was very happy. I was very happy for you guys.
Yeah.
If I had tear ducts, I would have cried.
Yeah. Well, you were drawing. You were that was busy time for you.
It was. It was during that 20 yeah. minutes. I was.
We drawing. Like I said before, I talked to a shit ton of people. I don't know their names, but the one guy seriously, I talked to him for a half hour. He just never walked away. And that like that postal service worker who told me I need to get a new scanner and a printer. I don't know, just some guy on a crutch came over and he's like, oh, you know, you could print these at home. I'm like, well, you know, my wife works at a printing place, so you could save money, and I'm like, whatever. And he told me about some sort of brother brand scanner printer. And then he was like, you know, they're laying me off from the post office after 12 years. I'm like, I don't know you.
Don't tell me your last day.
I'm concerned, sir, for your well-being, but unless you buy something, get the hell away from me.
Right. My friend Brendan showed up. He's the one that bought the Walking Dead
edition. Yeah, and had it, what is that, where you get it priced?
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Well, we both know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but the people listeners. At home don't.
No, you get
your poor mother doesn't know what we're referencing.
You get it,
appraised. What's
yeah,
that
appraised.
Service called?
CG Hoshin.
That's something. Exactly it.
And anyhow.
Klaatu, Baratu.
And they said he'll hopefully send some more people my way. I had a lot of fun doing that.
It looked good.
Doing that Walking Dead commission.
If I had to say one bad thing about it, which I feel like I do to keep your head from swelling.
Oh, wow, thank you.
The red was too solid.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, I mean, the proportions were great and everything. The storytelling was stupendous. I don't think you needed to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you explained the meaning behind everything when he came and picked it up. I don't think that was necessary.
There's something I only explained to Mike. And he got it before I had to say too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Nothing that I even explained to you.
Oh.
It's a good one, though.
Okay.
The woman zombie. You look at the picture again. If you read enough Gemini serials.
You know that lady.
You'll know. Anyhow, no, but no, I don't think I really had enough people I knew showed up. Yeah, a lot of people showed up last year.
Yeah, I didn't have as many people show up this year. It just seemed to be a bad time for everyone.
Logan, he should have shown up. Remember the kid with like the maze, like the 12-year-old Mozart of comic books?
Oh, yeah, he had that like 200-page graphic novel of his about ninjas in the snow.
He wanted me to look
at Eskimos. There were Eskimos in it.
No.
Yes, there were. There were Eskimos in it.
I don't think we're allowed to use that term.
Inuits.
Inuit
pie. There were Inuits in it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Changes for next year.
Wait, no. Are we doing... Yeah, we're doing the after show. Yeah, changes for next year. That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, we can do after show. We'll do after show.
Okay.
No, we'll talk about after show. So after the show...
After... As hence the title.
Yeah.
After we broke our backs carrying the...
Oh, and almost died.
Mm-hmm.
So we ate with Chris Pritchard at Red Robin. We always eat at a Red Robin.
Not always.
That's right. We
KFC'd.
We made that bad decision at KFC. We should have gone in that KFC.
Uh-huh.
We'd still be at that freaking buffet right now.
So good.
But we've eaten at a Red Robin for all but one of our convention experiences.
Yes.
We went there with Chris Pritchard, who drove a little out of his way to dine with us, and it was very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
We traded some horror stories and. Talked about our successes and failures and had $5 milkshakes that really were not worth $5.
It took a while to get them because the guy gave us our bill
before
we could even ask if we wanted any dessert. I mean, that was
service there was almost too good. Because he just like kept taking my drink and refilling it and like bringing me extra napkins.
But he did want us out of there.
Yeah, he did. He's like, here you guys go. I'm like, yeah, we wanted milkshakes.
No, I had a great time talking to Chris. I was just sitting there, you know. Yeah.
He's just a decent human being. It is so easy to run into people at these conventions that have an ego and treat you like they're educating you. No offense, I guess. Well, you know what? Fuck them. Complete and total offense to the people who do that. To the people who don't see you as equals.
Mm.
Screw them. Chris doesn't talk down to us. He could, because he's a better artist than both of us. And he makes money. Like, I don't want to say he makes a living, but he, like, freelance illustrates for for a living. Neither me or you do that. We are dabblers. We are hobbyists.
What's going on?
No, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
And Chris makes legitimate money off of this, and we don't. And I honestly think, like, especially the guy who was like, you know, you're whoring yourself out by doing cheap sketches. Fuck you. The more I think about it, that's a horrible way to treat your fellow independent comic artist. You know, I can't even call that guy a fellow independent comic artist because he doesn't make comics.
I concur.
It's we're 14 and some change into this. I'll keep going. I will keep making enemies and burning bridges because I'm a little upset about that. And I remember at the time thinking, well, that's funny. That's funny that someone would say that to Justin. Seriously, that makes me angry. And also, I want to give a shout out to the people from, was it Ringtail Press? I think you were down talking to Zan and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Who are wonderful people. I didn't say anything while you're talking about them. But I really like Zan. She doesn't know me that well. But I think she's a very cool person. And her husband's amazing. He always intimidates me. Even though he's...
Really super nice
shorter
guy.
And quieter than me. He just... Very nice. He's very intimidating because he has such crisp, beautiful, clean lines. Like, I can only imagine his hands are made of granite. They have to be incredibly steady for him to get those lines across. I have the shakiest... I'm like Gene Wilder from Blazing Saddles. I just... Got these
Tourette
fingers
in life.
So what was I saying?
Ringtail Press.
These two young ladies came over to me while you were down there, and we had an amazing conversation with them. One of them just started coloring for him. A beautiful girl. If my wife was to die tomorrow, I would track this girl down. Really nice people. And that's what I'm talking about. Those people came up and they're like, hey, how'd you color this? Where'd you get it printed? You know, where are you from? What are you guys doing? I mean, that's the type of thing. Shouldn't we all be talking to each other about that? How'd you do this? How can I be better? We talked about software, you know. And Pritchard and me, we talked about, like, where he got his comic printed. You know, pages, you know, how much people should charge for this. And then, like, how do you sell it? How do you talk to... We should all be having conversations like that, shouldn't we?
I would think that's a good idea.
Not walking by and leering at somebody's stuff. I'm like, I don't know if it's any good. And the whole, you're charging too much. You're not charging enough. And even me and you are responsible for this. We shouldn't perhaps be as condescending against the guy who has a print of every known comic book character.
No, I mean, I see those things in the bags.
Yeah.
So.
He's selling a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
I've talked enough about that.
Don't eat the Oktoberfest burger. No good. No good.
You may not be able to eat the Oktoberfest burger next year.
I agree. I would recommend, I should have gone to fish.
Oh, I went with that seafood.
That's what I meant. That's I should have gone to fish or the seafood thing.
Yeah, but I went with like the $23 seafood.
I might go with
extravaganza.
The August of Wind.
A gust of wind? Are we not just going to talk about that?
Well, it's coming up. It's coming up.
Oh,
no, we're coming. We're going to come back.
We're taking another break?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen him at cons. You've avoided high contact with him at shows. He's made you uncomfortable at both expos and wizard worlds. Now it's your turn to buy something from the guy that everyone tells.
I'll be back around later. Maybe I'll get something from you then. If I have any monies left over.
It's Bruce O'Hughes. His illustrations and comic books have enthralled people from West Ohio to East Ohio. And now, for as long as he can afford to keep his store open, you can purchase Bruce O'Hughes' fine wares online. Go to BruceLeeHughes.com and click on Comics and Prints for Sale. It's right below Buy My Stuff. With over 4 items currently in the store, who knows what Bruce will do next? BruceLeeHughes.com. All profits go to Bruce's wife for letting him keep doing this crazy thing called comics. Please buy a comic. Don't be a dick.
And we're here for part two.
I think we should say goodbye to the people from part one first. God, this is horrible. Okay, so this is long.
Uh-huh.
We had a very long recording session. And we're tired. And I've had to pee for like 40 minutes now. And so have my dogs.
I blame
so
Mike.
What we're going to do is we're going to break this podcast up into two podcasts.
Yes.
Hopefully this is the only time we'll ever do this. I think we had way too many notes for this. We had the intentions of bringing in a third man. Didn't work out too well. So this is into part one. I'll put up part two in like a week or so for you guys to digest later.
Right. If you want to just fast forward through the first 30 minutes, get to the good stuff.
There's no good stuff.
About me and my comic book.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 minutes. All
right. Yeah, because you're going to spill the beans, right?
Yeah.
Boom.